对呀、啊，我们的福音呢、都很积极的在进行。
We thank God that in terms of preaching the truth, all churches are very eager.
很多人参加这种宣道的工作。
Many of you are active participants in preaching the truth.
所以下午用这个题目啊，来吧，给王家报讯去啊，做共同的勉励。
Therefore, this afternoon I share with you, come, let's declare to the king's house.So、
我们看列王记下的第七章。
Turn to Second Kings chapter seven.
列王记下的第七章第九节。
Second Kings chapter seven, verse nine.
列王记下第七章第九节。
Second Kings seven, verse nine.
七章九节，我们把红线夹在列王记下第七章。
Let's put your bookmark in Second Kings chapter seven.
我们一起来读。那时他们彼此说。我们做的不好，今日是有好信息的日子，我们竟不作声。若等到天亮，罪必临到我们。来吧，我们与王家报信去。我们想用这一节做我们的题目。
So this verse will serve as our topic for the afternoon.
特别他提到今天是有好信息的日子。
Especially you mentioned that today is the day of good news.
我们不可以不作声。
That we cannot remain silent.
我们要去传扬。
We must go out and preach.
来吧，我们去报信。
Come, let us bring the good news.
我们用这个经文来谈一谈列王记下第七章，用三点来谈。
So this afternoon I have to share with you three points.
第一个我们来谈一谈得恩惠。
First, let's talk about receiving the grace.
第二个我们来谈一谈忘掉恩惠。
Secondly, forgetting about this grace.
再来我们谈一谈报答恩惠。
And how we can repay this grace.
我们一起来读列王记下的第七章。
Second Kings chapter 7.
这个背景是在北国的王这个有一段时间他们被亚兰人围住撒玛利亚城。
So the story behind this chapter is city, there's a city in the northern kingdom that was surrounded by the Syrians.
那这个很厉害哦，大家围到东西都吃光了。
Now they were surrounded to the point that they have eaten up all the food inside the city.
结果大家没东西吃，就吃鸽子粪，吃驴的头。
So they have nothing else to eat, but they chose to eat on the waist of the pigeons and the head of donkeys.
后来甚至杀别人的孩子来吃啊。
Even some cannibalism occurred at the end.
这个时候大家都非常的萧条，就比我们现在经济萧条还要萧条。
So at that time they were very
depressed.
Hopeless, depressed, and it's even worse than the society we live in today.
那在城外还有另外一个更辛苦的状况。
And what's outside the city was not any better.
我们来看一下第七章的第三节到第四节。
Let's read chapter 7, verse 3 and 4.
第七章三节到四节
3 to 4.
我们开口来念预备起。在那城门那里有四个长大麻风的人，他们彼此说，我们为何坐在这里等死呢？第四节，我们若说进城去吧，城里有饥荒，必死在那里，若在这里坐着不动，也必是死。来吧，我们去投降亚兰人的军队，他们若留我们的活命就活，若杀我们，我们就死了。这边提到另外一个四个可怜的长大麻风的人。
Now here talks about four leprous men outside the city.
根据利未记十三章的四十五节、四十六节他们不可以跟别人住在一起啊。
According to Leviticus, the rules back then is the lepers need to be segregated from the normal.
因为那是一种传染病啊。
Because it's a contagious disease.
所以他们要故意把头发弄得散散的。
So they have purposely loosened up their hair.
把衣服撕掉一点点，把衣服撕裂。
They have to torn up their clothes.
然后呢，捂着上嘴唇，一直要喊呢，我不洁净，我不洁净。
And to cover up their mouth and say I'm unclean.
意思就是说，你们不要跟我在一起，离开我吧。
Which means depart from me, for I'm a leper.
所以这四个人他们没有住在城里面呢。
So these four found themselves outside the gate.
那平常他们的生活就是靠进进出出城里面的人来供应。
So basically, they dwell their livings on the support of the visitors.
那现在城里面的人自己都没东西吃了。
Now the story is people inside don't have food enough.
那怎么办呢？
So what can they do?
他们无论往城里面去也是死啊。
Because they will die even if they go inside.
那坐在这个不动也是死啊。
And death awaits if they sit there.
那唯一的一条路就是，啊，不然去投降看看。如果他杀了就杀了嘛，不杀至少还有活的一个机会。
So they finally came to this conclusion that why don't we try to surrender? Maybe there's hope to live.
啊，真的是很可怜哈。
So it's indeed very pitiful.
啊，结果我们发觉到他们就得到一个特别的恩惠。
Then we realize that they have received a special blessing.
我们来读第五节到第七节、第八节。
Verse 5 to verse 8.
第五节到第八节。
5 to 8.
我们开口念。
Let's read together.
黄昏的时候，他们起来往亚兰人的营盘去，到了营边，不见一人在那里。第六节，因为王属实兰亚兰人的军队听见车马的声音，是大军的声音，他们就彼此说，这必是以色列王会买赫人和诸王和埃及人的诸王来攻击我们。第七节，所以在黄昏的时候，他们起来逃跑，撇下帐篷、马、驴、营盘造就，只顾逃命。第八节，那些长大麻风的人到了营边，进入帐篷，吃了喝了，且从其中拿出金银和衣物来去收藏了。我们到这里就好哈，阿门。我们就看到他们做一个必死的，就是说冒死的决定。
So you hear, you can see that they made a very risky decision.
奇怪了，到了这个营盘旁边，怎么他靠街道都没有声音呢
？So what happened was they actually went to the camp and it was rather quiet.
哦，原来啊，神使那个敌人听到一个很大很大的车马的声音。
They then found out that God has allowed the enemies to hear a great sound of chariots.
这个声音大到吼、大到他们以为哇不得了，以色列人啊一定是出钱啊买邻近的国家的人来打我们啊解围啊。
It was so loud and so great that the enemies thought that Israel have spent money to buy up the neighboring country to fight against them.
大家都不顾着那个以前抢的金银哦，都不顾啊，就食物通通留着，大家都顾着逃命啊。
So everyone fled for their life and left everything they had behind.
哇，所以这四个人到这个营，哇不得了，这么多的食物啊留着。
So these four lepers found themselves in the midst of all these food and treasure.
哦，他们就一直的啊，在里面这样得起丰盛过啊。
So they ate and drank.
我们知道，如果你往前面看呢、其实先知早就预言。
Now, if you look forward into the story that the prophet has already prophesied.
伊丽莎讲说，明天这个时候啊，东西要变得很便宜。
Now, Elijah said tomorrow about the same time, everything should become very cheap.
啊，所以神的时候到了。
So the time of God has arrived.
神的计划要成全。
His plan will be fulfilled.
所以这些人就在神的计划、神的一个成全当中呢，傍晚的时候，神隔天要食物便宜了，所以就这些人呢、神就安排他们来找到这个敌人跑掉的一个空空的营，得到神的救恩。
So right about about the time when God's plan was supposed to be fulfilled, He has prearranged these four men to be part of His plan.
那今天我们学到什么？
So what can we learn from this today?
我们知道这个麻风病代表着罪。
We all know that lepers represent sin.
我们的罪是从亚当下来的。
Our sin comes from Adam and Eve.
因为一人犯罪，罪就从一个人临到世界。
For sin has entered into the world after one has sinned.
那因为一个人犯罪，我们就没有办法跟神见面。
Because one man sinned, we can no longer see God.
所以我们心灵都一直很虚空。
Therefore, our hearts are often empty.
所以阿摩斯书讲说，我们饥渴并不是因为没有饥饿，并不是因为没有饼可以吃。
Book of Amos tells us we are hungry not because we do not have food to eat.
我们渴并不是因为没有水可以喝。
We're thirsty not because we lack water.
因为我们没有神的话可以听。
But rather, our hearts lack the words of God.
所以你看这个时代多少心灵虚空的人。
Look into the society. There are so many people who are empty-hearted.
很多人生活在罪里面。
Many of them live under the control.
他们走左边左右边坐在原地都觉得心灵是虚空的。
Anything they do, everywhere they go, they find themselves in emptiness.
感谢神得到了胜利。
Well, thank God that He has overcome and
beaten. 就好像打败了亚门人神借着耶稣基督来战胜罪恶。
Just like they have overcome the enemies, God through Jesus Christ overcame sin.
所以耶稣来，他说我来世界的王要受审判。
That's why Jesus said, "I come to this world to judge the kings of the world."
哥罗西书第二章谈到说，借着十字架主耶稣要夸胜。
Colossians says, "Through the cross, Jesus will have victory."
圣经上讲，耶稣借着死打败了那个掌死权的，就是魔鬼。
And also the Bible tells us Jesus through death has overcome the ruler of death.
所以今天神的计划在我们这个时代也是完成了。
And today we can also see the completion of God's plan in society.
今天神如果愿意可以叫人到他里面来，可以得到生命的丰盛。
Today, if He wills, He has the power to bring people into Him to to experience the abundance.
耶稣说他就是生命的粮。
That's why Jesus said, I am the bread of life.
如果到他这里来，就永远不会再饥渴、再饥饿。
Those who come to me will longer hunger and thirst.
真的，在我们当中啊，我听到一个朋友他这样讲啊。
So it is true that once I've heard a friend who shared with me.
他说啊，他曾经给偶像做过女儿啊，哦。
He said, I have once a daughter or slave of an idol.
妈妈很虔诚，常常带他去偶像庙里面祈求拜拜。
My mom was a very devout worshipper. I often accompany her to the temple.
但是他有一个结论，就是呢，在那个偶像的一个世界里面呢，好像他永远没有办法超脱，因为呢，无论做什么都是我的错，不是我心生的错，就是我前世的错。
But one conclusion she came by that within this boundary or world of the idols, she will often feel that she was always wrong, no matter what she did.
我认为我前世做错了嘛，所以我今生要受处罚。
It's because my previous ancestors have done something wrong, therefore I know I must endure the punishment.
所以在这个轮回当中，她觉得好像永远没办法跳脱出来。
So through this cycle, she felt there was no chance for her to even get out of it.
她说有人介绍她读圣经啊。
So one time the Bible was introduced to her.
她说读圣经就觉得很 peaceful, 非常的宁静这样子。
So she shared with me every time she read the Bible, she felt very peaceful.
所以她渴望有人带领她来教会。
So she longed that someone one day will bring her to church.
她去问我们一个姐妹，你要不要带我？我可不可以到你们的教会去？
One time she asked one of our sisters, "Can I go to church with you?"
感谢主，我们就觉得她真的很有心，今这次来了，很有心在追求。
So we thank God that now she's really seeking the truth.
为什么呢
？Why is that?
真的，她体会到神的话给她饱足。
Because she has truly tasted the fulfillment that the word of God.
神的话给她平安。
The word of God will bring you peace.
我们真的原来都是可怜的人呐。
Now all of us one time were pitiful human beings.
我们再看生命启示录22章第7节。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 22.
二十二章第七节。
Revelation chapter 22, let's read verse 7.
二十二章第七节，十七节。
22 verse 17.
二十二章十七节，我们开口来念。
Let's read together.
圣灵和心腹都说来，听见的人也该说来，口渴的人也当说，愿意的都可以白白取生命的水喝。真的来到我们的教会，这里有一条生命活水哦。
It is true that you come to our church, you will find this river of life.
你可以来取这个生命活水来喝的。
Now you can come and freely take this water away to quench your
thirst. 你可以得到生命哦。
Now in it you will find life.
真的，我们鼓励我们的弟兄姐妹哦，还有我们的朋友哦，你若有空，后面的一些录音带拿回家听啊。
So that's why we strongly urge all the brothers and sisters, if you have time, please take some publication or.Video cassettes home.
真的有时候有我们会听到一些很美好的见证，尤其啊听到一些慕道朋友他们怎么归真的过程啊。
Especially you hear stories about how our true seeker friends has been converted.
真的很多人本来都是很可怜的，像这个四个大麻风的啊，真的有罪的罪人。
It is true that many of them live a very pitiful life, just like these four leper men.
最近我在那个伯恩教会啊，我就随意拿一个 CD, 我就拿回家听啊。
So recently in Bowen Park, I just randomly picked a CD and went home and listened.
一个松山教会的姐妹在做见证。
There was a testimony bore by a sister in Songshan Church in Taiwan.
你看她见证啊，她没有讲几句话就一直哭，哭到她见证结束啊，都还在掉眼泪。
Into her testimony, few words into her testimony, she started to shed tears, and she didn't stop until she finished.
那是她对神爱的一种感动。
That's a movement of how much she loved the Lord.
她说她原来她很早就嫁人了。
She said she got married when she was very young.
那嫁到这个大家庭哦，适应先生、适应婆婆哦，都觉得很辛苦。
No, it was very difficult for her to be married to a great, big family and to get used to her husband.And her mother-in-law.
那更可怕的就是她有产后的忧郁症。
What's even more dreadful is she has afterbirth depression.
那产后忧郁症之后就睡不着觉。
What that one of the symptoms she suffered is insomnia.
然后对她的情况就一直抱怨，跟先生常常吵架这样子。
So as a result, she became very agitated and always had fight with her husband.
那因为有忧郁症啊，那又怀疑先生在公司怎么样，就是天天打电话去控制他公司，控制他先生，打电话他先生的公司去。去吵了。
Because of a depression, she had dealt in her husband. Therefore, every day she would phone the company, trying to find out what exactly he's doing.
还有骚扰到她先生的同事。
Or sometimes she would even go the extreme and to harass her, his coworkers.
有一次她先生带她去看心理医生啊。
So finally, one day her husband brought her to see a psychiatrist.
医生问她一句话说：“哎，这位太太，你真的这么不快乐吗
？”Doctor only asked her one thing, "Miss, are you truly that unhappy?"
然后眼泪就掉下来，她真的很不快乐。
So she began to cry. She said, "I'm truly very, very unhappy."
然后医生给她吃了很多的药。
So the doctor prescribed her many medications.
她说这个吃药越多，她就开始哦，也很多的副作用，有时候会幻听，有时候就是很多的副作用就是了。
So she said, after all these medications, actually brought many side effects.
啊，她就故意啊，就不吃医生的药啊。
So she purposely stopped taking the medication.
然后不吃更严重。
Situation got worse.
然后有一天呢，她真的很想要杀他先生，睡到一半了，很想要杀他先生。
One day in the middle of the night, she had this urge to kill her husband.
然后起来呀，本来想要杀，刀子拿着，一个很锐利的刀拿着，要杀他先生了。
So she had the knife in her hand, and she was about to stab.
啊，先啊，结果呢，不小心一个意念呢，结果没有刺上去啊，结果就往他自己的手腕这么一割啊。
So all of a sudden, she had thought that instead of stabbing her husband, she actually slit her own hand.
然后先生那个晚上都没有睡觉，一直在帮他啊，缝他，照顾他到医院，紧急的照顾他都没有睡觉。
So what happened at the end was her husband didn't sleep the whole night, and rather they rushed her to the hospital ER to take care of her wound.
后来他先生补充见证啊。
Then her husband actually supplemented on the part of
her husband. 那时候太太起来了，好像发狂了，拿到东西就往我跟我，他说他旁边站两个小 baby 啊，小孩子啊，拿到东西就往我们的身上丢啊。
So he actually testified that night she went bizarre and crazy. She would throw anything at me and the children.
然后看到他的刀啊，他说啊，他希望他不要伤害他自己。然后他说来，他想要承受那一刀啊，希望这个不要杀到他的孩子啊。
So the husband said, "If you want to kill, then please put this knife on me, but do not harm the children."
就是我那是真的是啊，他们的家已经是到这样的一个时刻，那个先生已经走到走投无路了。
So look at this family. This is the situation they were in, and this.Husband really had nowhere to go.
啊，心中没有平安，真的是啊，在这种虚空啊、怀疑、仇恨当中、吵闹当中过日子。
And of course, there's no hope or peace because they live their days in anxiety, doubts, and angry.
然后有一次啊，他们的家人，真耶稣教的信徒带他来聚会。
Say one time, one of my family members happened to be a TJC member, brought them to church.
他说来第三次他就不想再来了。
I said the third time I came to this church, I did not want to come.
他们觉得那个聚会很无聊啦。
Because I felt the service was boring.
啊，但是呢，他那一天呢，他想不来，觉再不来的时候呢，突然之间有个祷告会。
But at the same time, when she thought this is the last time I will ever come again.They so happen to have a prayer session that evening.
啊，那他的家人呢，就请他到前面来祷告。
So the family members asked her to come forward to pray.
心里非常不甘愿的。
Of course, she's very, very unwilling.
但是他还是硬着头皮到前面来了。
But she came at the end.
他跪下第一句话就这样讲。
The first thing she said as she knelt down.
他说：“神啊，如果你存在，我是不相信你的。神啊，我根本不相信你的存在。
”He said, "Lord, if you do exist, however, I must tell you, I do not believe in your existence."
如果你真的存在。
If you truly exist,
请你让我体验你啊。
Please let me experience you.
当他这样一句话讲完
After she finished such question,
一个传道人手按在他头上
The master lay hand on her.
他这个力量下来他开始讲灵言啊。
She felt the power and tongue started to roll.
真的很奇妙他从那个时候开始他的情况就渐渐好起来
So it is indeed very miraculous that ever since that moment, her situation has got better.
因为一段时间没有看医生了
And it's been a period of time since she last paid.
后来他先生跟他讲说，医生讲你再不来看我，你的情况我一概不负责。
So the husband warned her, if you don't see a doctor, the doctor say I will have no obligation whatsoever.
他今天就把一大堆的药拿出来给他先生看。
So she went in and took all these medicines that she did not take.
他说，你看，其实我已经停药停了好几个礼拜了，你看我的情况没有不是越来越好吗
？Say, look, the fact that I haven't been.Taking his medication for a long time now, but am I getting better?
真的很奇妙嘞！得到圣灵之后，他那个情况就越来越好。
So it is very true and miraculous that after since she received the Holy Spirit, she got better.
其实哦，他有个很大的问题，就是自从他生孩子之后，一直血漏不停。
So one of the major problems she had to deal with is after she gave birth, she had leukemia.
啊，有一天他来教会听道理，才会知道他跟圣经上血漏十二年那个女人完全一模一样的。
So one time she actually found herself very similar to this woman with leukemia 12 years recording the Bible.
他说来到教会里面呢，才发觉到他这个真的可以靠神啊，可以求耶稣医治的。
She shared with us that she realized she could truly trust in God after she came.
有一天晚上，他说靠着圣灵就是为他这个血漏一直不停的事情来祷告。
So one night she actually prayed in the spirit for her leukemia.
那主耶稣就医治他了哈。
And the Lord finally healed her.
Bleeding issue 了哈。
Bleeding issue.
所以我们发觉到真的，今天很多人，世上很多人，真的，很多人真的走投无路啊哈。
So today, if you look around you, you will find many people that have come to the end of their life.
不一定是没有饭吃呢。
Not necessarily they don't have food to eat.
不一定是经济不好呢。
Maybe they're financially stable.
但是心灵就是没有一个稳定的感觉。
But yet they have an empty heart.
啊，无论是走左边走右边，总是得不到平安嘛。
Whether they look right or look left, they do not have any anger.
感谢主啊，他们啊，按照神的计划，神拣选他们。
Well, thank God, according to His plan and His promise, they will be chosen.
让他们得到恩惠啊。
That they shall receive grace and blessings.
我们在座的很多这样的人啊。
Now many of us can be true testament of that.
我们再看下个 slide 啊，但是我们发觉到这四个大麻风的，好像一下子啊，在恩典当中啊，失落了。
Then you realize that these four lepers, all of a sudden, they forgot or perhaps lost themselves in this grace and blessings.
好，这是再下个 slide 啊。好，我们来看一下这个列王记上的记下的第七章。
Let's turn back to 2 Kings chapter 7.
第七章的第八节。
7 verse 8.
列王记下七章八节。我们一起开口来念。
Let's read together.
那些长大麻风的到了营边，进了帐篷，吃了，喝了，从其中拿出金银和衣服，去收藏了，回来又进了一座帐篷，从中拿出财物来，去收藏了。你看到他们这个时候的感受就是，哇，一直的从一个帐篷到一个帐篷，做的事情就同一件事情了。
Now you'll find there's only one thing that they did from tent to tent.
啊，就是赶快哦，那个金银赶快收，赶快藏啊。
Nothing was they did all their best to hid all the treasures.
赶快吃，赶快喝啊。
And to eat and drink as fast as they could.
真的有时候神给我们恩惠哦，我们也是迷失在这个恩惠的追求当中。
So it is true that sometimes we lose ourselves in terms of pursuing after the grace of God.
真的有时候我们问一些弟兄姐妹说，可不可以请你继续到教会里面来敬拜神呢？
So it is true that especially sometimes we ask so-and-so, can you still come and worship with us?
他问说，为什么我要来教会呢？
First question you get is, why should I come to church?
我的病已经好了。
My disease is healed.
所以有的人真的会觉得教会好像是他的医院一样而已啦。
So to some of them, they really think church is only hospital.
我说教会只是一个圣诞老公公的一种角色，帮助我一下而已。
And Jesus also is like a Santa Claus and he brings you goods.
或者是一个俱乐部，一个休闲中心啊，我有很忙的时候，我可以不用来。
Or it's like a club or a gathering place. If I'm busy, then that would not be my first option.
啊，我们的目标一般跟世人一般一样的，都是定睛在吃什么、喝什么、穿什么身上。
Sometimes we just like the people of this world that we fix our eyesight on what to eat and wear.
啊，真的，有时候我们迷失在神的帮忙当中、恩惠当中。
By doing so, we have lost our eyesight. Whenever God has showered upon His blessings on us.
我们来看路加福音21章34节。
Turn to Luke chapter 21.
路加福音24章21章34节。
Luke chapter 21 verse 34.
21章34节。
Verse 34.
21章34节。
21:34.
好，我们一起开口来读。
Let's read together.
你们要谨慎，恐怕因贪食醉酒，并今生的思虑，累住你们的心。那日子就如网罗忽然临到。啊，主耶稣基督提醒我们。
Now Jesus Christ reminded us.
我们生命当中要被提醒，要谨慎。
Now these are the things we need to heed ourselves off.
因为我们很容易因为贪食醉酒跟今生的思虑哦，就被累住我们的心了。
Because our hearts are often taken captive.For the worries of this world, which includes what we eat, drink, and wear.
我们不是说不要吃，不要喝。
We're not saying it is not important.
但是不要贪，不要醉。
But do not be drunken or be greedy.
我们不是说不要关心我们生活上的需要。
Of course, it is important to pay attention to what you need.
但是不要被这些思虑累住了。
But do not become a slave of it.
也就是我们的眼睛啊，就是看着就是物质的东西啊。
What you say, you not, your eyes only fix on the secular.
啊，我们肚子变成我们的神呢？
Our stomach has become our God.
啊，这个是啊，就比较不好了吼。
So that's not very good.
我们当然真的这个环境会影响到我们的一些事情哦。
And of course, living in the current environment, we are all affected.
现在啊，经济不是很好了。
As you and I know, we are not in a very good economy.
所以真的，大家生活都有点改变了哦。
So of course, our day and ways of life have changed.
啊，有些人呢、啊，每个月要去烫头发一次，现在自己烫头发可以省50块钱。
Some of us go to the salon once a month, and now you find yourself doing your own hair.
有些人呢、以前都到那个 high end 的这个百货公司，现在 Walmart 就可以了。
Some of you find yourself shopping at Walmart instead of the department store.
有些人呢，平常不种菜的，现在要开始种菜了，院子里面的东西呀、这个也可以省一点菜钱了。
Start growing some veggies in your backyard to save you some money here and there.
那外邦人这样的生活，我们也会这样的生活，这是没有什么错的事情。
Now slowly you have adapted to the life of others, and there's nothing wrong with it.
我想错的是什么呢？
Let me tell you what is wrong.
错的就是哦，就是钱钱钱，一辈子我们眼光就是只有钱钱钱的花财花财花财，真的花到入棺材，心就是在财务上面这样子的一个生活。我想这是不是主耶稣啊要我们在恩典当中去过的生活。
Now today, if you only find yourself going after money and all you dream about is become rich and wealthy one day, I'm sure this is not the life that God wants you to live under His grace.
我常常跟小朋友讲那个，我想跟诸位讲过那个故事，我小时候读的很感动，就是。海鸥月纳山的故事。
I've often shared with the younger ones. I believe I shared with you before. This is a story I've read before, which is an eagle crossing a mountain.
Seagull Jonathan 哦，月纳山。
Seagull Jonathan.
很多人都读这个故事，不是吗？那个很多海鸥，他们的一生的目标就是追随船只哦，船杀了鱼啊，丢很多东西啊，就是往地上看的，就是吃地上的东西而已啊。
So as a dream for the eagles.They long for one day they could go to a fishing boat and eat off the fish they have caught.
这是大部分的海鸥都是这样的理想啊。
Now, this is the ideal dream for most of the eagles.
但是我有一只啊，它叫约纳山，它不一样。
And this eagle Jonathan, he had a different vision.
他的目标就是要学怎么样飞得很好。
What he wanted to do is to be able to fly.
速度怎么样加快
？How he can maneuver and
从上面冲下来怎么样很快的又可以上去。
How he could go up and down with ease.
所以我们小时候看那个文章就觉得很感动哦。世界上有些人呢，不是活着看眼前那个地上的事情而已，他们是有一个理想在追求的。
That's why I was moved that some of them actually live with a vision, when they're young.
那实际上告诉我们，看得见的都是短暂的。
Now the Bible tells us everything you and I can see is only temporary.
看不见的才是永远的。
What's invisible will last forever.
所以我们的生命就不只是危机。不知忧虑啊，吃什么喝什么穿什么，只为这个五斗米来折腰啊！生命就是这些物质的东西而已。
So yourself and your life in this world is merely what you can see and what you have to worry about.
所以说起来，世上人所追求的就是一件东西，就物质跟钱，不是吗
？So put it into conclusion, things of this world that people are after is food and money.
啊，最后真的会被这些绑住了。
If you do that constantly, eventually become slave.
我们看马太福音六章的24节。
Turn to Matthew chapter 6.
六章24节。
6 verse 24.
六章二十四节。
6:24.
六章二十四节。我们一起来读。
Let's read.
一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神，又侍奉马门。马门就是财力的意思。我们要做钱的主人呐、我们要做物质的主人。不要因为钱为了物质，就一天到晚就跟着他跑啊，这样子啊，跑到没有夜没有日啊，自己的也没有生活了。我们人生活着不是为了要赚钱。
Today we live not to earn this world.
啊，钱只是一个活着的工具而已。
Money is only a tool for you to survive.
所以圣经上不是告诉我们不可以在社会上成功。
So the Bible did not say you cannot be successful in this world.
我常常想那个但以理真的很厉害哦。
Now I often think about Daniel is indeed a very wise man.
一般来讲，如果那个改朝换代哦，你很少用前朝的政要。
Now, usually when a kingdom is going through a transition, it's very rare that will keep the previous government.
所以我在想那个 Gate 哈，那个国防部长那个 Gate 真的不错，很厉害。Gate 那个国防部长，国防部长那个
Gate。So the Prime Minister Gate is indeed a very smart man.
布希时代被用啊，这个奥巴马时代也被用啊，真的是一个不错的人。
He's still in office, starting from Bush and still currently in office.
那但以理就是这样的人呢。
So Daniel was just like.
但是圣经上一直在讲，他是一个非常虔诚的基督徒。
But the Bible stressed over and over that he was a very devout Christian.
虽然他在世上很成功啊，
even though he was successful in the world,
但是他一天祷告三次。
However, he prayed three times a day.
所以他的心不在世界上啊。
So you will not find his heart in this world.
虽然他的敌人啊，那个政治上的敌人啊，一直要找他的把柄，也找不到啊。
Even though he had all his political enemies, however, they did not have anything on him.
所以我们就看到但以理他不是一个忘记神恩惠的人，迷失在物质社会追求的人。
So we see that Daniel did not drown himself in the blessing of God and forgot and lost himself.
我觉得我们这些基督徒也是很多这样的人哦。
I think today we have many of us here in TBC.
他们不忘记神的恩惠啊。
They did not forget about the grace of God.
我有一位朋友。
I have a friend.
有一次啊，他的爸爸突然不来聚会了。
So one day all of a sudden his father refused to come to church.
后来我去私下了解为什么这位伯伯他突然不来聚会了。
So I wanted to understand what was the reason behind it.
因为他很生气他儿子。
So the story is his father was very mad at his son.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
那这个儿子哦，这个对宗教太狂热了。
Because his son is too fervent towards his belief.
他说我没事就帮教会坐飞机去开会啦，什么工作就放着啦，到其他国家去帮教会的圣工啦，不是专职传道哦。
He said he's not even minister. Every time there's a meeting, he will let go of his work and just fly to another country.
哦，然后呢，这个他赚一些钱啊，就是对教会有钱的地方哦，他也是竭力的奉献呐。
And he said.After all, he has to have some sales and money on business, and he will offer them to church.
所以这个伯伯，我觉得我这个儿子哦，头壳坏掉了，真的。
So his father actually thought his son was insane.
啊，可是感谢主，最近又回来聚会了。
But thank God that he finally returned recently.
啊，私底下了解。
And then I found out,
神没有让这位弟兄羞愧。
God never actually embarrassed his son.
他爸爸自己亲眼看到。
Because his father witnessed one thing.
所以那个儿子这么努力的啊，在爱神。
He witnessed that the process of how his son actually loved God.
但是神没有亏待他这个孩子。
And God never have fallen short of him.
没有让这个孩子羞愧，没有让他觉得哦，你这么爱神，神让你啊觉得啊、哦、没有啊，神让他的爸爸看出来，真的神在很多地方继续祝福他这个孩子。
So his dad was able to witness that because of the fact that his son really loved God so much, God bless him even more.
真的感谢主，在这处就有很多像但以理这样的同工们呐、啊。
So we thank God that we can find many Daniel-like characters in the church.
所以我们不要忘记神的恩惠，迷失在这个世界上里面。
So we should not forget about His grace and lost ourselves in this world.
那如果忘记恩惠啊，这四个人他们有一个想法。
So after these four men has forgot about the grace of God, they came to a conclusion.
他们后来的一个想法就是忘记恩惠也是一种罪啊。
At the end, they realized that forgetting something itself is a sin.
Oh, God's grace. 哦，那我们来看一下啊，《列王记下》的第七章第九节。
Now let's turn back to 2 Kings chapter 7.
这个他们一直从一个帐篷啊，一直拿，一直藏，一直吃，一直喝，到最后他们发现到有一件错误的事情啊。
Now as they have went from tent to hand, ate and drink and hid all these treasures, they realized they have committed a sin.
啊，第九节，我们一起来读。
Verse 9, let's read.
他们那时，他们彼此说：“我们所做的不好。”今日是有好信息的日子，我们竟不作声。若等到天亮，罪必临到我们。来吧，我们与王家报信去。这些人突然醒悟了。哎，我们这样子哈、哦，只顾自己，这个天亮了哈、哦，没有去报信息，这是罪呢。
Now punishment awaits us if we just keep ourselves silent.
为什么会是罪呢？
Now, why is that itself?
你可以想想，每一秒钟可能哦，每一刻钟可能哦，或者每一小时可能哦，都有人在饿死呢。
Let's think about this in terms of perspective. Every second, minute, or perhaps hours, people are dying.
他们已经在吃 baby 啦，没有东西吃 baby， 吃鸽子粪呢、啊？ Now, 你看这里这么丰盛，我们怎么藏都藏不完，怎么吃都吃不完，怎么可以让这些东西都浪费掉呢？
Now people inside are starving to the point that they're eating each other, and we're here.Lying in presumptuous food.
所以如果到天亮哦，我们不去传哦，不去报好消息，真的是我们的罪了。
Now, if we wait until daylight not to preach, it is indeed woe to us.
今天这个给我们什么教训？
What does that bring to you and I?
天亮，我们的生命的黎明到了，我们啊，再见主耶稣那个刹那，如果我们真的有好消息不去报，这也是我们的罪呢。
Now, daylight represents the day when you and I see the Lord again. If we keep the truth to ourselves.When Jesus comes again.
你看这个世界多少人没有听过救恩？
Look at how many people in this world are not yet exposed to the gospel.
这个世界每秒钟都有人在死在病床上面。
Think about how many people die in this world every second.
这个世界多少人因为没有耶稣基督的平安天啊，在地上过着好像监狱的生活。
How many people are there that live besides you and I who found themselves in hell?
今天我们得到这个美好的福音。
This is a such wonderful blessing and truth.
我们真的可以不去跟他们来述说吗？
Can we surely keep them to ourselves?
所以保罗他有一个观念。
So Paul had understand.
我要去传。
I must preach.
我不去传，我就有祸啦。
Woe to me if I don't.
但是我如果去传，我就有福气了。
If I preach, blessings for me.
所以啊，神啊，今天力所望者啊。
That's why today God oversees everything.
今天我们是我们家人的所望者。
Today we are the overseer of our family.
我们是我们的朋友的守望者。
We are the overseer of our friends.
真的，你看到他走到那个生命的路线不对了，我们不提醒他们一下吗？
Now today, if you see them gone astray, do you not remind them?
你真的眼睛真的看他们往地狱的路线走吗？
Oh, you just watch them go and be devoured in hell.
我们看以西结书33章第7节。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 33.
以西结书33章第7节。
Ezekiel 33 verse 7.
33章第7节。
33 verse 7.
第8节。
7
and 8, 第九节
and
9. 33章第7节到第9节
33:7-9.
好，我们开口来念。
Let's read.
人子啊，我照样立你做以色列家所望的人，所以你要听我口中的话，替我警戒他们。我第八节，我对恶人说，恶人啊，你必要死。你以西结若不开口警戒恶人，使他离开所行的道，这恶人必死在罪孽之中。我却要向你讨他丧命的罪。第九节，倘若你警戒恶人转离所行的恶道，仍不转离，他必死在罪孽之中，你却救自己脱离了罪。今天神给我们救恩不是没有一个目的的。
Today God gave us the salvation for a reason.
我们真的要做守望者哦。
We really need to become a watcher.
神这样讲。
This is what he
你讲就好。
As long as you preach.
你讲，如果他不听啊，我就不跟你算账。
If you refuse to listen, then you're off the hook.
如果你不讲。
If you refuse to preach,
他们一样死。
They will surely die.
但是我要跟你算账。
However,I will seek it from you.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们也要从后面来想想神，我们这个使命哦。
So we really have to think about our responsibility.
不要忘记了神的恩惠。
And not to neglect and forget His grace.
最后我们要来报答神的恩惠。
Lastly, we must repay it.
我们看列王记下第七章。
Turn back to 2 Kings chapter 7.
第七章。
Chapter 7.
我们从第十节十节十一节来读。
Let's read from verse 10.
下个 slides 十节十一节。
10:11.
Next slide, 哦，我们一起来读。他们就去叫守城的门的，告诉他们说：“我们到了亚兰人的营，不见一人在那里，也无人声，只有拴着的马和驴，帐篷都造就。”十一节，锁城门的叫了众守城门的人来，他们就进去与王家报信。感谢主，真的隔了一天哦。大家都吃到很便宜的东西了。
Thank God, the next day everyone was able to enjoy cheap food.
他们就真的回到城里面去报信了。
So they indeed got up and went up to bring the news.
从这一段我们也可以学到怎么样报答神的恩典。
So from this short story, you can learn how to repay the love of God.
我们看到他们回城去。
We see that they took the action of going back into the city.
那是困难的地方。
Now that's a place of hardship.
那是一个有所以他们传道、传福音、宣告的对象是一个固定的一个 fixed target, 是一个固定的对象。
So right here, you can see they actually had a fixed audience or target.
那是真的有需要的人呢。
These are the audiences and targets of need.
我们看到圣经里面真的耶稣他有一个 target audience。
If you look at how Jesus preached, he also had a fixed audience.
所以耶稣说你们要往犹太人的家里面去传福音。
That's why he told his disciples, you need to go into the household of the Jews.
外邦人的路可以不用走，时间还没到了。
It's not time yet for you to go to the household.
那保罗就不一样了。
Paul was different.
他说从今以后我要往外邦人的地方去。
He said, from now on, I should go into the land of Gentiles.
我是外邦人的使徒。
I am the apostle of Gentiles.
因为这个犹太人那个时候已经硬心了。圣殿的门已经从基督教那边关闭了。
Because at that time, salvation door has already been shut to the Jews.
所以今天我们要有一个固定的对象。
So today we need to have a fixated target.
你的朋友有哪些真的有需要呢？
Look into your friends to see which one of them have.
你的家人真的有哪些真的有需要呢？
Which one of your family members can use some help?
他们如果没有觉得有需要，你再怎么讲，可能都没有什么作用。
You might be useless. You cannot find their help.
因为他觉得不觉得自己需要，不觉得自己很饥饿啊。
Because they might think.They might not think they're in need or might not think they're.
真的，有时候我们把牛牵到水边，它也不喝水的啦。
It's true that sometimes you drive cattle to the river, it does not drink.
除非你把一把盐放到牛的嘴巴里面去了。
Now today, if you put some salt in it.
Unless, 除非unless, 你把盐巴放到那个牛的嘴巴里面去，它才会开始喝水的。
Unless you put the salt in the mouth of the cattle, then.
真的要传给有需要的人。
Today we need to preach to needies.
那再来呢？我们要那个时间很重要。
Now another thing, the timing is everything.
要及时。
We need to be proactive.
就是四个人啊，这四个人讲说，那个天亮了，我们在船了，我们就有罪了。
Just like these four people, if we wait until the daylight to preach, then woe to us.
我们看约翰福音九章四节。
John chapter four, chapter nine.
啊，当一个人有需要的时候，我们就要及时跟他们来诉说神的恩惠。
Now when we find a needy person, we need to grab onto this opportunity to preach.
九章第四节。
John chapter nine verse four.
九章四节。趁着白日，我们必须做那差我来者的工。黑夜将到，就没有人可以做工了。哦，真的，我们做工要趁白日。
So it is true that when we work, we need to work when there's daylight.
古代没有电灯了
啊。Back then there's no lamp.
还趁着还有机会的时候。
They have to work when they're still bright.
哦，真的，我们的小朋友还小的时候，你容易教导他们呢。
So it is true when our children are still young, you can still teach them.
那么长大了，你再教，真的有点难了。
It's kind of hard when they grow old.
啊，你的朋友真的生病的时候，有需要的时候，你跟他谈耶稣基督，他真的听得进去。
It is true that when your friends are ill, it's easier for you to preach to them.
啊，但是如果他什么都有了，有时候真的蛮难的。
Sometimes you find it very difficult when they have everything in this world.
啊，但是时间很重要。
That's why timing is very.
愿主耶稣让我们把握住那个时间点。
May God help us to grab the right time.
我们还活着的时候。
While we're still alive.
无论得时不得时。
Whether we have or have not.
我们就是去传。
Preach,
那再来啊，有一点就是我们看到他们四个人一起做这样的工作。
So another thing is you see four of them work side by side.
那所以啊，他们是 teamwork， 是一个团队精神。
They had this team spirit.
那所以今天我们不要说哈、啊，少数人在做宣道的工作。
So today the work of evangelism should not be shared among just a few.
因为今天是有好信息的日子啊、哦。
Because today is the day of good news.
我们如果真的有机会，我们不要闭着我们的嘴巴。
Today, if you find yourself in standing in front of good opportunity,
主若愿意
shut your mouth.
啊，因为借着你带领更多的人呐、啊，来得到神的恩惠。
God wills, then He will bring many people through you.
啊，我们啊啊，愿主耶稣啊，继续祝福我们的希瑞都教会。
May God continue to bless our Cerritos Church.
啊，来，那我们去报信啊。
Come, let's bring the good news.
来唱一首诗，520首。
It is actually a good occupation to be a doctor.
你真的可以帮助人家哈，让人家那个病得医治，生命得延长。
Because what you do every day is to help others prolong their lives.
但是我还有在想，但是这样的人有一天他还是要死掉、哦、
But then I thought to myself that even though these patients heal, however one day he or she will still die.
真的，我们救一个人来到教会，那个是永生啊，那真的是永远的生命。如果你真信神，你会了解到这个永生是实实在在的。
Now it is different that when we bring a soul to be saved, that soul will have eternal life.
这是何等更何等有意义、更喜乐的事情！
Now, how much more meaningful and joyful would that be?
啊，但是每个人不用说哈、哦、就是什么专业，每个人只要把开口把你的见证啊讲一讲，或者邀别人，这个是大家都可以做得到的。
Of course, today we don't need a license to be a professional to preach. It only requires you and I to open our mouth to preach and share our testimony.、
啊、这里有好，这里有神的话、神的粮，有生命活水，有生命的粮。
Because Right here, you'll find the words of God, His true salvation, His bread of life, and water of life.
真的，有的人走投无路，他会知道这个很宝贵哦。
So it is true for those who have hit the end of their life, it's the most precious thing to them.
所以我们为先到的事情来祷告。
So let's pray for evangelism.
没有特别为我们建堂的事情来祷告。
So pray especially for our construction project.
尤其我们在这一个转捩的一个相当重要的时刻啊。
Especially we find ourselves in a turning point.
我们呢求主耶稣的恩惠跟我们同在。
Ask God and His grace to abide with us.
他的旨意可以得到明显。
His will be shown.
我们一起同心，我们做个比较长的祷告啊，同心跪下祷告。